It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I know we've switched some stuff up today, but we are going to do baseball nuggets in this segment. I do have one more football thing to tell you, but don't let that make you think we're not going to do baseball nuggets, because we are. Deron Bland did, in fact, have foot surgery yesterday. And per the team website, Corey, I know you'll be glad to hear this, it was successful foot surgery.
No way!
Because with the exception of, what is it, Alex Smith? I feel like, or maybe Geno Smith, too. I feel like most surgeries, they're like, that was successful. And in those cases, they're like, holy crap, what happened?
Yeah. This is good news to hear. And honestly, like, nobody wants to get that news.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that at all. It's just not a surprise anymore whenever they get out of surgery. But I guess that's the thing, Kevin. You know what? I'm done making fun of that from now on.
Okay.
Because think about this. Your mom ever gone into surgery?
Yes.
You ever not been there whenever she was at surgery?
No.
Okay, that's different.
Oh, yes.
And what
because
were you,
I was in Germany.
And what were you waiting for? Somebody to text you
yes.
to say everything went fine.
Exactly.
So that's where I stand on this now.
By the way,
my mom had surgery. She's had a couple of complications since. She's
yes.
good now.
It's scary.
Yeah, man.
And it was especially scary because I got multiple calls at like 2 a.m. in Germany. And I was like, oh, no, did somebody die? But like the time change there, it was like 7 o'clock at night or something. All right. Right now, let's fire up some baseball nuggets. And we start with, do you want to know other news across MLB, or do you want me to talk about how the rest of MLB doesn't seem to think that the Rangers front office is very good?
Can we start with the first one?
Okay, good decision. All right, the Red Sox are supposedly hot in the pursuit of Bo Bichette. I almost said bursuit because it's Bo Bichette, but there are other folks who believe the Philadelphia Phillies are the favorite to Bo leave and get Bo Bichette. So keep an eye on that, since Bichette and the Phillies, see, he supports that, met via video call earlier this week. So could be down to the Phillies, could be down to the Phillies and the Red Sox to pick up Bo Bichette. I've heard that this has been made all the more difficult because apparently Bo Bichette initially was wanting a contract in excess of $300 million.
Oh.
And teams were like, oh, well, yeah.
Did you see what PETA has said?
About Bo Bichette?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And this isn't the PETA that you're thinking of.
Stands for pain in the ass.
This is the animal PETA.
Okay.
Is it PETA? No, probably PETA.
I will say, please tell us your
they
story.
They tweeted out, free steak comes with consequences, Bo Bichette. Clogged arteries don't just hurt your heart. They affect other organs, too. So no to the meat bribe. And then they offered him
a lifetime
supply of
I did
Viagra.
See this. I did see this. That's
was
right.
Was this in the show?
No. I did see this.
They said, hey, we'll give you some.
Okay.
I think they should have gone with Blue Chew on this, but
sure.
They did offer a lifetime supply of that because they said they didn't want him to have clogged arteries from steak.
Okay, that makes more sense because honestly, I didn't read the story because I was like, what? Why is PETA doing that? But all right, that makes sense.
That's how PETA go.
Now, in other baseball potential news, because it's not necessarily news as much as it is potential news. Supposedly, the reports say that Kyle Tucker is currently deciding between the Mets and the Blue Jays. Part of the wrinkle there is it's believed that the Mets offered him a shorter-term contract, but they offered him $50 million per year.
Ooh.
So I do always kind of wonder about that, especially since Kyle Tucker is about to turn 29. I wonder if, like, let's say the Blue Jays are like, we'll give you 7 for $280. I don't know, whatever, $40 million per year. And then the Mets are like, well, we'll give you 3 for $150. And you're like, okay, well, that's more than $100 million less, but it's $10 million a year more, and I would be a free agent again at 32. So that's kind of the thought process, putting aside, like, which team you think is a better fit.
And most likely, not one player has thought about that.
Maybe.
But his agent is looking at trajectory, how to maximize the asset that he has, and he's helped him figure that out. And he's like, this is the best deal for everybody involved.
Yes. So keep an eye out on that, because you can't help but wonder if there will be a renewed push, much like when the Dodgers made their deal with Shohei Ohtani. You have seen more and more, including in the Bregman deal, people loading up contracts with deferred money. I wonder if in this scenario, maybe you'd see more of a push from other teams to try to load up the average per year for a shorter deal. Then if you're a younger player, I wonder if you're like, well, Kyle Tucker got $50 million per year. And then the team's like, well, no, but that was because of, and the agent's like, don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I want more money than that. So this could change the dynamic of.
But then at some point, won't the average per year, then adding an extra year will become the way to win?
I mean,
that whole thing is like, yes, we've done that. Let's add that extra or 2 years. Contracts have just, they're insane.
Yes.
We're at an insane point where Alex Bregman's got gigantic numbers.
Well, I mean, and take a look at another sticking point, Cody Bellinger. So supposedly the Yankees offered him 5 years between $155 and $160 million with no deferrals. And Bellinger is looking for, per Bob Nightingale, at least a 7-year deal. So this is the Yankees we're talking about. Them and the Dodgers historically spend. And they're like, well, you're at least 2 years short.
How old is Cody Bellinger? He is 30. He would be 37 at that point.
Correct.
How do you agree to something like that, knowing that, like, that's way past the prime of a player?
And that's the thing, is how many times over the years have you seen a team say, well, we're going to have to eat crap on these last 2 years, but I think he can help us win now.
Kevin, I need to inform you of something.
Oh.
These new laptops that we got are also touchscreen, and that has now screwed up everything for me because I did not expect that to happen. So I got a new game to play here for a little while.
Okay, well, can that wait?
Touchscreen computer game.
Oh, my gosh. Can that wait for a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right. How good do you think the Rangers?
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Front office is.
How good do I think Ross Fenstermaker and Chris Young are, is basically what we're looking at
here. I think
here.
The scouting department falls in that as well. As well.
I would say 22nd.
Ooh, so not great.
Mostly because of the scouting department.
Okay. What if I took the scouting department out?
Third.
Wow. Man, so you think the scouting department is just
ownership involved in that?
No.
And third.
Okay. Alec?
Give me ownership, and we're back down to 15th.
Do you think, this has been a roller
coaster. He gave us
a
year, though. He gave us a great year.
How do you think the front office and scouting department of the Rangers is viewed across the rest of Major League Baseball?
I would say they are right at, I'm going to say they're inside the better half, but barely, at 14.
Okay. Now, these are going to work a little different. It's not a specific ranking just like that, but here's what I want you to consider. I've got a whole bunch of categories for you. The top vote getters in each category usually range from like 5 to 17.
Okay.
Best farm system, best use of the draft, best use of the international market, best at acquiring prospects in trades, most underrated farm system, best at hoarding prospects, best at developing pitchers, best at developing hitters, best at finding and developing sleepers. You know how many the Rangers were listed in those polls in the top 5 to 7?
Zero.
Not one.
And that's just my own personal feeling, but I feel like I know the truth on that.
And see, and they're not in the top 10 in any of these. The only one the Rangers even appear in the category of also received votes. So not even enough to qualify at like 4-8%. The only one they even qualify in an honorable mention is who does the best on the international market. That is led by the Brewers, Dodgers, Padres, Guardians, and Yankees. Keep in mind the Yankees were fifth at 4.7%. That means the one category in which the Rangers front office and scouting department got the best score was still less than 4.7%.
It's the most ridiculous claim in the history of baseball.
John Smoltz, I don't think it is.
Kevin, I do need to ask about this. Regarding that, that's all regarding prospects, right? I didn't hear anything that said free agents in scouting.
I can't imagine we'd do well in free agents.
Well, they built that team off a lot of free agents that won the championship.
That's true. How many years ago was that now, though?
Two?
No, when they signed those free agents, though, that's coming up on like 4 to 5 years ago.
Okay. But that they did know who they... Now, whether or not they've had the money to go get the other ones they want, different story. But I think that they really did pay a lot of attention to the major league team that year, and said we'll look at the farm system later, and still haven't done that.
Yeah,
like still haven't quite gone completely in. And then they go get a guy in the draft, and they're like, put him on the team as soon as possible, Wyatt Langford. They could have made their farm system look really good for a while. But
and this is where I get concerned, right? Because you just mentioned it. The ownership's not willing to spend money right now. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you've seen the payroll. Whether the number is 176 or 190 million, which is what I actually think it's closer to, that's below the 200 million that Chris Young said he thought they would be at. It's also about $70 million below what a top five market spends in Major League Baseball.
Okay,
that's $70 million. I'm not saying it would play out like this or these were your needs, but you realize by those standards, maybe you could go pick up Bichette and Bellinger right now,
mm-hmm,
and add those to your team, and I feel like we would have had a really different lineup discussion yesterday.
But, for sure.
Yeah, but you're not willing to spend any money, right? You were coming off a 500 season, which was the second non-losing season in the last 9 years. You've only been above 500 one time in the last 9 years, and when you look at how do teams who don't spend money get better? Through the farm system,
yes,
and their prospects and everything like that. And we just went down the list and this is other executives in Major League Baseball. So you got to think like they're probably pretty damn plugged in.
What have we always said too regarding the farm, our farm system? Go pluck every scout you can from the Dodgers and Braves.
Yeah.
Go get those guys.
Yes.
Whoever's running their departments, find them.
It is the number one thing in sports that I do not think people properly take advantage of is spending where there's no cap,
mm-hmm,
right? Because, and I don't mean I'm not lying. I mean, when people made fun of A&M for the Jimbo Fisher thing, and I get it, I was like, that's fine. This is oil people money, not my money. Jerry Jones says, do you have any idea the size of the check I would write? But we're constrained by the salary cap and everything like that. You could put together the greatest collection of coaching talent that has ever been seen in the NFL. All you got to do is go up to every single one of those people and be like, I will give you $20 to $25 million per year. Yes, yesterday it was $15 million. Now I've upped the price just to make sure there's no question about it. Then you could have Flores. You could have Flores coaching your DB. Then you could have Tomlin. You could load up, or Tomlin coaching your DBs. You could load it up, but you don't do that. Same thing. There is a pseudo cap in Major League Baseball, and obviously that's what all of the fight for the next collective bargaining agreement is.
Did you hear? I know. By 100,000, so we're screwed.
It is not good, but that's what the whole collective bargaining agreement is going to be about. Fine. Go spend $10 million and get the best scouts from every organization. Because you might be loyal to the Dodgers. You might be loyal to the Rays until I say, I will pay you 15 times your salary.
From the Flagnicity on the Twitch, none of the teams mentioned for farming were under 500 teams either, I bet. I don't have all of them in front of me, I'm willing to bet that you're correct.
Here's a great example. With the exception of which team? the Pirates.
Oh, yeah.
With the Pirates.
Yeah, but they're on their way.
Yeah, we just told you yesterday. Yeah. They get the greatest prospect in the history of baseball.
And, yeah, and the pitcher.
But the best farm system.
Skeens.
Here's the top four. Man.
Stupid.
Here's the top four farm systems. The Dodgers, the Mariners, the Tigers, and the Brewers. Now, I realize the Tigers dealt with a historic collapse, but still, in the playoffs, we've just mentioned the Pirates. But to that person's point, those teams are already good with more talent on the way, whereas the Rangers, and this will come back around at noon o'clock. We'll talk more about this. But for the Rangers, if you're not spending money and you are not viewed as having a favorable group of front office people and scouts and farm system, what's the road to improvement? I can't help but continue to wonder.
There is no road.
And
where we're going, we actually do need roads. So.
Ah, in your face, Christopher Lloyd.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.